You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, November 30th. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 2.8%. That's how much lower Twitter stock closed on Monday after founder Jack Dorsey said he would step down as CEO. Parag Agrawal, the company's current chief technology officer, will become Twitter's CEO. Agrawal joined Twitter as an engineer in 2011 and became chief technology officer in 2017. In a statement on Monday, Dorsey, who is also the CEO of digital payments company Square, said that leaving Twitter was his decision. Elliott Management, an activist hedge fund, tried to oust Dorsey last year on concerns over the Twitter founder's role as CEO of two public companies. Ultimately, Dorsey and Elliott came to an agreement that gave the fund, as well as private equity firm Silver Lake, seats on the board. After rising earlier in the day, Twitter stock closed down 2.8% on Monday. The next number up is $8.9 billion. That's roughly how much shoppers spent on online shopping this Black Friday, according to Adobe Digital Insights. The sales figure is down slightly from last year, while online sales on Thanksgiving were roughly flat. It was the first year since 2012 that online sales in that period didn't increase, Adobe said. That doesn't mean shoppers sat this Black Friday out. In-store shopper traffic increased about 48% from last year, according to Sensormatic Solutions data, though it was still below pre-pandemic levels. That suggests shoppers are planning more visits to bricks-and-mortar stores to avoid supply issues, the company said. Our last number is $17.6 billion. That's how much Nissan will spend to accelerate its electric vehicle efforts over the next 5 years. The Japanese carmaker says it plans to launch 15 fully electric vehicles. Half of its fleet of vehicles will be electrified by 2030, a group that includes its electric vehicles and its hybrids. Nissan is also investing in battery technology, saying it aims to reduce its lithium-ion battery costs by 65% over the next 8 years. The company says it will introduce its solid-state battery technology by early 2029. The battery, which is yet to be tested in a mass market, would provide better performance at a lower cost. The company's shares closed 5.6% lower on Monday. That could be because investors feel the company is lagging behind rivals like Tesla and NIO. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, November 30th. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.